Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The world is filled with so much noise. It's getting harder and harder to find a place where there's any peace and quiet at all. For many in the world, the church and her pastors are just one more noisy cymbal or clanging gong that interrupts their peace. One of many voices in this world filled with noise. It is true that all the pastors I know are pretty good at talking. Whether they were so good at that before they became pastors or whether it's a hazard of the profession, I'm really not able to say. But the thing that most pastors that I know well is this verse of Scripture. Someone must speak. If they are silent about Jesus, hopefully the laity will speak about Jesus as they are called and instructed to do. But if not, even the very stones will cry out. And that's the point of this text that you've just heard. If no one were confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and King, the creation itself would cry out and confess its Creator. The Pharisees of our day, those who are self-righteous, who do not understand justification by grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone, along with the devil and all his evil angels, and even with the plenty of people who don't believe in God or a devil at all, these would all like nothing more than for there to be silence on earth and in heaven about Jesus Christ as Lord and King. Sadly, as many more and more preachers talk and talk and talk about anything and everything except Jesus Christ and the salvation that he has purchased for the world with his blood, the volume keeps increasing, but it's only noise. The message is lost. And the enemy's evil desires are being realized. And more people's faith in Christ grows cold and dies. But while believers on earth continue to decrease, while the devil continues to attack and scatter the flock of Christ, the song still goes on. And the hymn of blessing and peace is still sung. It is for this very reason that the traditional reading for the first Sunday in Advent is the story of Palm Sunday and Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem at the start of Holy Week. As we begin this new church year and look forward with great anticipation to the celebration of Jesus' birth, it is very appropriate that we are reminded of the reason for which Jesus was born. In the first place, he was born so that he could set his face toward Jerusalem, take up his cross, and die for the sins of the world. He gave his life so that his creation could have life instead of the death that we had earned because of our sins. It's also during Holy Week, the setting of this text, that we are warned to watch for the signs of the end of the world. Texts that you've heard for the past 2 weeks. Because the time is drawing near and the end of the world is fast approaching. The day of judgment will come upon the world like a trap, like a thief in the night, unexpectedly. So on Thursday of Holy Week, Jesus institutes his supper, that is to feed and nourish believers, after he has gone away from them and returned to heaven, so that he can still be present with them in flesh and blood, but in a different way. This text tonight that you have heard helps us focus our attention away from all the noise and the chaos and the empty words of the many false preachers of this world to to the song of the multitudes in heaven and earth as they greet their Lord and King. There is a beautiful piece of artwork lies in the center of my desk underneath the glass, and someday soon I hope to be able to see it again. But so that you can see it, I've made you copies tonight. We have this nice new color copier. You may look at that picture that you were handed on the way in again. In this picture, you can see that there are multitudes of people. And if you look closely, from every tribe, nation, and even language, there are many different writings on this piece of artwork in different tongues. They're caught up in the clouds with their Lord. And as they look up into heaven on the Trinity, what do they see? Jesus Christ crucified. The eternal now of God's existence is very clear here. Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and the Day of Judgment all rolled into one. With the crowds waving their palm branches, the work is so sincere, the work is so vivid that you can almost hear them singing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Heaven and earth are full of His glory. And that's reality. That's now. But on earth and in time, the picture isn't so clear. And the words aren't so jubilant. At times, the song is almost drowned entirely by the noise of the world. You know that the joy and cheering of Palm Sunday quickly turned into grief and despair and angry cries of crucify him, crucify him. The crowds that were there no longer cried out that Jesus was their Lord and King. Whether they went and condemned him or not, they weren't there proclaiming him any longer. They had gone into hiding. The crowds no longer cried out to Jesus to save them. The disciples weren't to be found out in the open anymore. They were hiding in the locked rooms, whispering to one another. And so the stones of God's creation were forced to open their mouth and protest, to break forth into the only song that they can sing, as their Lord of creation was nailed to a tree and died. On that day, those Pharisees were satisfied that they had silenced Jesus and his disciples. The devil rejoiced behind the scenes because he was the great victor of that great day of battle. And the Father in heaven offered up his Son. He poured out his wrath on his Son for sins that his Son did not commit. It is in that moment of the cross that God's promises are being fulfilled, and the prophetic words of the crowds on Palm Sunday are about to be realized. They chanted, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And that's what happened on Good Friday. Jesus' crucifixion began his exaltation as the Prince of Peace and the Savior of the world. His holy, precious body and blood and his innocent suffering and death brought peace. Not earthly peace. Not peace between the nations. Peace between God and man. And when he rose from the dead, victorious over sin, death, and the devil, there was still no one there to proclaim it. And the earth cried out again. It shook. The stones cried out for their Creator. When he ascended into heaven, the crowd's prophetic words were fulfilled beyond their comprehension. For the one who is life and who is peace returned into glory in heaven, carrying the flesh and blood of mankind with him, so that one day we too will be able to enter into heaven. No longer is man banned from the garden. No longer are God and man enemies. Salvation belongs to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And he has given it to you. Today, when we fail to speak as clearly as we ought, or are afraid to speak at all because of what the implication might be to our friends and neighbors and even our enemies, remember that God's purposes will not fail. He will never be left without a voice to proclaim His Son. The noise of this world will never silence the music of heaven. Remember also that all of your sins have been paid for by Jesus, and there is no longer any condemnation for those who are in Him by baptism. After the women and the disciples and Jesus' followers saw the empty tomb and the folded up cloths, after they heard the word of the angel and then saw Jesus in resurrected flesh and blood, their voices returned to them and they were no longer silent. And from that moment on, they never ceased to praise Him and call upon Him as the Lord of heaven and earth and confess Him before man. By the Holy Spirit, we too are able to see the resurrected Lord with the eyes of faith in His word and sacraments. And because He opens our lips, we are able to declare His praise and confess His name in all the world. It's unlikely that I'll ever grow tired of talking of the life and salvation that is yours in Jesus Christ. And it is my fervent prayer that you never grow tired of listening to this story. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.